Hello and welcome to another spooky episode of the Halloween podcast. I'm your host, Lyle. Ooh, what was that? I'm your host, Lyle Perez, and I think there's a ghost inside here with me.
Ooh, whoa. It's me.
It's just April.
It's me. I'm not a ghost. I'm sorry. I just really like the theme song. I got into this theme song and I'm like, man, that's a good theme song.
Yeah, it's a nice intro. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, we have. That intro is awesome, and then it got me to want to make it sound like there were more ghosts or something going on in it. Mm-hmm. So I had to.
Well, you sure did. It scared me. Well, it's still scaring me. Yeah, so April is here with me, and we did another
Halloween!
Yeah, happy Halloween, because we did another Halloween-themed sitcom. This time, we did probably my all-time favorite sitcom of the 90s. It is from the Wayans Brothers, and we watched Season 2, Episode 7, Scared Straight. And it originally aired on October 25th, 1995. 1995 was a good year.
95? I was 15. What was I doing? I didn't know this show existed. I'd never seen this before. I can't figure out what was I doing? Where was I? Why wasn't I watching this?
I don't know where you were. I used to watch this show every single Wednesday. I did more than just watch it. I recorded it, and I still have the VHS tapes of this. What, you want to know a funny story about this show and VHS tapes? Back in, I think, like 2005, something like that, like right a little bit after I graduated high school, about 2005. I used to work at a pawn shop, and I got a weekend job working at a Shell gas station. And the Shell gas station was Friday and Saturday, and it was the night shift. So I was there all by myself all night. So I worked a pawn shop on Friday. I'd get home around 5 o'clock, take a little nap, get up around 8, and go down to the gas station at around 9 or so to start my shift. And what I would do is I would bring a TV and a VCR with me, and I'd set it up and pop in my tape of the Wayans Brothers and watch it all night as I was working.
So my question.
Sure.
What did you do? Because I thought California was the one where you self-serve your gas.
Yeah, you self-serve your gas, but most of the time what I did was just sell cigarettes. That's all I did the whole night. Was like selling cigarettes, selling drinks. What else did, and people just getting gas?
Did you sell the actual gas, or yeah. Was there like a different way to pay for the gas?
No, you had the cards in the pump, so people would do that, and sometimes they'd bring the card to you so you can fill it up, or so you can punch it into the computer and fill it up. Or if they just wanted to pay like $20 in gas, they'd give you the card and. You put it in the machine, scan it, and then give it back to them. Or if they want to pay cash, do that. But mostly it was just selling cigarettes. That's pretty much all I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact. Mm-hmm. Did you know, in Oregon, where I live, you are not allowed to pump your own gas.
I did know that because I've been to Portland. And, yeah, we can pump gas. We had to get it.
They look at you like you are trying to put a tuxedo on a goat. If you try to pump your own gas, they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so used to it now, just pulling up to the pump and doing it yourself. But whatever. I mean, if they want to do it for me, let them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing to do. Okay. So, this one, again, I don't know how I didn't know about this show, because I think these guys are funny. I remember them from, I'm pretty sure it was in Living Color, mm-hmm. and obviously any of the movies they've been in. I think White Chicks might be actually one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
or at least at minimum one of my favorite comedies. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, they did the scary movies too.
I never saw those actually.
No, they did those. They did Don't Be a Menace, Little Man. They did a bunch of them together.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't heard of those. Oh, wait, and Blank Man?
Blank Man, I think only Marlon was in it. I'm not sure if Sean was in it.
Well, I mean, it's one of them at least.
Yeah, that was Damon Wayans. It wasn't Sean or Marlon. It was the another brother.
I never knew their names. Like, I haven't figured out which one is which, because I, you know what I mean? I was introduced to them at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I know one is Sean and one is Marlon. I'm bad with names, apparently. Never mind, that wasn't a very good example. Yeah. So, I'm trying to think. The episode starts off, I'm not sure where they are. Is that a train station?
That's their apartment. At a train station.
Oh, sorry. That's where they station. Were working. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I remember now. So he's going in the fridge, and there's a head in there.
Mm-hmm. There's a head in the fridge.
Kind of reminded me a little bit of the microwave head in Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets his orange juice, and there's a severed finger in it, which right. actually, seeing him, like, put that in his mouth kind of grossed me out. I don't know why. It just did. Like, okay, I'm sure, like, the little rubbery props are probably not terribly clean.
Right.
So that grossed me out. And then he went to see his brother, who was in the bathroom, and he comes out dressed as a mummy, and there was a... Actually, I thought it was pretty funny. That's the good toilet paper. You put that back on the roll.
Hey! Marlon, it's time for work. You can't be late. Marlon.
I want my mummy.
Well, you better put that good toilet paper back on the roll. Shoot, that's for company.
That's for company. I thought that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
I have actually argued with my roommates for wasting toilet paper.
Wasting
so
toilet paper.
That was funny to me. It's like, or wasting a tissue when they could just use a paper towel. I don't know.
Right.
So that was funny. Mm-hmm. And, what was that? Oh, yeah. He goes back to his orange juice, and they're talking about Halloween and how he's saying it's only for stupid people, and he's like, hey, I like Halloween. Mm-hmm. He's like, my point. Ah, ha-ha, canned laughter, remember?
Yeah, the canned
and,
laughter.
And he's like, yeah, your severed head and finger and fake cockroach just aren't getting to me anymore. And he starts drinking his juice, and he's like, there was no fake cockroach. I'm like, oh, there's a cockroach in his ice.
Cockroach in his
orange juice. Who puts ice in their orange juice?
To cool it down, maybe. I don't know, but I think he got it out of the fridge, so it would already be cold, no? So, I don't know.
That was gross, though. That bug thing grossed me out. Bleh, bugs, ew. Then they go to work. Is that a train station?
No, they...
What is that place?
They work at a newsstand. So, they work inside a building, the Niedermeyer building. And Pops's diner's right next door, and they own a newsstand inside the lobby of that building. So that's pretty much what it is. It's just a huge lobby with a newsstand in it, and that's Sean owns it.
Do those still exist?
What, newsstands?
Yeah.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Kindle, internet, Google, Facebook.
Yeah, but there's still people. I mean, you can't always do that when you're on your way to work. Or when you're walking by the lobby.
I watch Arrow on the way to work walking.
And how many things did you run into?
I did actually today.
See?
Mix up which crosswalk was activated, and I may have crossed the street in traffic. Literally today.
See? I told you.
I figured it out literally halfway crossing the street. I look up and I'm like, there's cars. Why are there cars? And I look at the, you know, the don't walk light, and I'm like,
wow,
that doesn't turn that quickly. Oh, man. So then I ran. Not that, you know, I was in danger, because people seem to be used to people being stupid in my neighborhood.
Right.
But I just felt like it was the right thing to do when I realized what I had done wrong. And I was like, oops.
That is funny.
It was kind of embarrassing. I was kind of mad at myself for not paying attention because it was embarrassing. Yesterday going home was way more fun because a dog followed halfway. And I got to pet it.
You hit the dog?
Yeah, there was a dog.
You should have become a dog catcher.
No.
All right, so they're at the newsstand. They're at work. And one of the crazy things about this show is that they changed characters quite often. There was a character in the newsstand with them. His name's Reggie. And that same actor in the first season played a different character named Daryl. And in this episode, Reggie kind of like transformed into the person that's inside this episode. Because in previous episodes, Reggie spoke with a Jamaican accent and he had dreads. And then all of a sudden now he doesn't have the dreads. He talks like a normal New Yorker. So I don't know what change happened, but they even reference it. Lou, the security guard, comes up to him and says,
Reggie, I cannot get over how different you look without those dreads.
Yes, you're almost cute.
Oh, baby, well, if you're free for dinner, you know, we can have a cup of noodles in my van tonight.
I'd rather eat Spam out of a dumpster.
Oh, so what time you want me to pick you up, Mona?
Reggie, I can't get over how different you look without those dreads, and it's like a totally different character. It is not the same character as like the previous episode.
Kind of like in that episode of Fresh Prince when they're like, you look totally different now that you've had the baby.
Sort of, but he's not recast. It's the same actor, just without the dreads and without talking with a Jamaican accent. It's the same actor. It's just...
Oh!
It's just like an updated character that they just did in one episode. So it's,
maybe people
it's weird.
Complained?
I don't think so. They do this a lot too, because the security guard, Lou, she's in a couple of episodes and all of a sudden she's replaced with Dee. And then in like an episode, like you see Dee in two episodes and then Lou is back. Just like a random thing, so I'm pretty sure they shot that episode before they shot the ones with Dee, so they just threw it in there whenever. Like, nobody would notice, nobody would analyze it as much as I have. And
I wonder, I mean, have you ever looked that up to see if anyone's ever talked about what they were doing?
I've heard a lot of stuff about what happened with this show. Like, the first season is completely different from the second season. The first season, there was no newsstand. Pop's Diner was in like a different location in New York, and then when season two rolls around, Pop's is now inside the Niedermeyer building, which is in a different spot in New York. And then there's also a lot of references that Pop's Diner is like this historical landmark that it's been there forever. Pop's has owned it for years. And then you think about the first season and you go, no, Pop's was in a different location somewhere else. So how could it be? How could, you know, it's just, if you dig way into this stuff, it's not going to make sense because there's so much continuity issues going on. But,
different reality. Woo,
sort of
spooky.
No, but I heard Sean, talk in like interviews and stuff, how the producers and stuff, they pretty much took over the first season. It was their show. It was Sean and Marlon's show, mostly Sean's, but they wouldn't let him do a lot of the stuff he wanted to do. He was always mad about how the direction of the show, because he was, you know, he didn't want to do a lot of the stuff that they wanted him to do. And he would always talk to his older brother Keenan on the phone and tell him what's going on, what can he do, the producers are taking over his show and all this stuff. And I'm assuming what happened was when the second season rolled around, whatever his problems were with the producers or with the network or whatever went away, and so he was able to do the show he wanted to do from the beginning. And then that's probably why there's such a huge continuity issues between the first season and the second season. But regardless, the first season was okay. It didn't start being a fun show until season two. But my favorite...
I get it now.
Right. But
sorry, I looked up the brother. I recognize him now.
Yeah. But the strange thing is, my favorite episode of this season is an episode from the first season. So, it's weird. But,
I don't think I realized how many Wayne's brothers there are because I looked up Keenan, and he's the one who played Blank Man, isn't he?
No, Blank Man was Damon Wayans. Keenan was a low down dirty shame. I'ma get you, sucker. He was the guy who did all the commentary in Living Color at the beginning, in, like the first two seasons.
But the problem is they're brothers and they all look very similar, and I get confused.
I think there's 9 of them in total. Maybe
no
12.
Wonder why I get confused.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, but only about 5 of them are pretty famous. You got Keenan, Damon, Sean Marlin, and their sister Kim. And Kim is the only one that appears in the episode.
I'm sorry, what?
She's the only one that appears in one of the two episodes of the Wayans Brothers. Damon never makes an appearance, neither does Keenan. But yeah, well,
yeah,
enough about
this.
Yeah,
the brothers all look very similar, so it's confusing to me. Okay, that's not going to help.
Yeah, enough about all the continuity issues.
They're doing the thing, and they're putting their newspapers and magazines, and he wants to get a pumpkin so they can carve it, and he's like, no, we're not getting no dang pumpkin. And then they're putting some stuff away. Is that when? No, the chandelier doesn't do that yet. The lady I don't know the name of is like, hey, what's your pops doing?
Oh, that's Monique.
And he's holding like a candelabra.
Buy no damn pumpkin.
Guys, did you come up here? This is really weird. What is your father doing?
don't worry about him. He's just getting ready for Cassandra.
Who is she?
She's just a ghost. Oh, I thought it was something crazy.
Yeah, it's only
like...
Isn't
that what that's called? Or a chandelier? No, that's not a chandelier.
It's like a candle holder.
A multiple-ended candle holder.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, he's like...
And
he's
kind of
setting
dancing.
It up. He's doing like a ritual.
Yeah. And he's pouring some coffee and setting out a donut and all this other stuff. And they go to see what he's up to. And his sons kind of make fun of him, as you do in a sitcom. And basically, he has them all sit down and he tells them the story of the elevator operator... a long time ago in that building, and how she would always come in every day for a cup of coffee and a donut. She came to work late and skipped her coffee and donut and died.
Show some respect. This here is serious business. I'm protecting your butt. Mine too.
Mr. Williams, am I to understand you're attempting to feed a supernatural being?
Monique, Pop been putting out this here donut and cup of coffee the night before Halloween since way back in the day.
Sit down, I'll tell you how it all got started.
Aw, this is gonna be a long story. Hey, Pop, can I want a sandwich?
No. And take your hand off that donut. Now, back when the Niedermeyer building first opened, they had this fine elevator operator named Cassandra Malloy. And every morning, without fail, she would come into this diner, have a cup of coffee and a donut. But on Halloween morning, she was late for work. She didn't stop to get her donut, ran straight to the elevator. When the doors opened, she stepped on, bang! Fell to her death.
That's horrible.
And just 2 seconds later, the janitor shows up with an out-of-order sign, only to find her lying in a pool of blood.
If only she'd stop for that coffee and donut, she'd be alive today.
Old and real fat, but alive.
She is alive. In spirit. And every Halloween Eve, she comes back with a donut and a cup of Joe.
And the story goes that if it isn't here, the building and everyone in it will be cursed.
Yeah, it was on Halloween Eve. She woke up late and she didn't stop to get her donut, ran for the elevator, and she got on and fell to her death.
Yeah, because the janitor
was like a couple of seconds after that coming in with a sign that says out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Yeah. So,
basically, if she'd gotten her coffee and donut, she'd be alive. And then, as they joked, fat and old.
Because mm-hmm. eating a donut every day.
Yeah. So, I can't think of anybody's name, so that's struggling for me. So, basically, they kind of, like, fade, and then the next scene, the two brothers are trying to come in through the door, but, you know, at the same time, so they don't fit. I can't believe they run on that joke for three different attempts to get through the door.
Yeah, they try to get in. But so, you missed a certain spot that I think needs to be said. That the story goes that if the coffee and donut isn't there, there's going to be a curse on the building. So everyone in the building is going to be cursed.
Oh, that's right.
And so they're trying to teach Pops, like, because they're joking with him about, Pops, you're a grown man. You shouldn't be believing in ghosts.
I forgot about that, sorry.
But he's like, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time and it's always gone the next day. How do you explain that? And then they tell him, I don't know, it's probably like a mouse that's eating it and you're just believing that it's a ghost. And so that's when they decide, hey, let's eat the coffee and donut and see what happens. So they go into the diner in the middle of the night to eat the coffee and donut.
And they're reenacting it as Mission Impossible by people who are not athletic.
Yeah, they're being so dramatic with being hidden and trying to get to that coffee and donut.
And they're really bad at it. Like, his duck walk and his other flip, I mean, it's so noisy.
It is.
They're practically banging their feet on the floor trying to get people to look at them, you know?
Sure, this is a good idea?
Of course, Mom. We gotta show Pop that there's no such thing as ghosts.
Wait a second. How come you're giving me the cold coffee and you get that good donut?
Fine. I'll eat the donut and you drink the coffee. Bet.
Right. So it's just weird. Well, they finally get to the coffee and donut and obviously,
and
Sean.
They do the duck season, rabbit season joke from Looney Tunes, but with coffee and donut.
It was coffee and donut, yeah. Because Sean's the cool one, so of course he's going to get the donut.
I mean, you got the reference, though. That was pretty fun, right?
Oh, yeah. The when they...
duck season, rabbit season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. But Marlon has to drink the cold coffee. Sean gets the donut. And then Marlon doesn't want to drink the coffee.
Sean pretends to joke.
Yeah, he pretends to joke. Like he's choking, and Marlon like goes way off the rails to try to save his brother.
Oh my gosh! At some point, I was like, "Are you trying to give him the Heimlich? Or are you trying to break his spine?" Because at one point, he's jumping up and down on his back.
Sean, no, Sean, no, Sean, I'll save you, Sean.
Get away from me, man. You're crazy. I'm just going to operate. Come here.
Yeah. And then towards the end, he tries to cut it out.
He's got that giant knife and he says, I'll cut it out of you.
Yeah. And then finally, Sean goes, I'm just playing. And Marlon just wants to cut him open now. Chases him out the door.
And that's the end of that scene.
Mm-hmm. Scene. So now they're back at the... They're back at work at the newsstand, and Pops is happy because he...
Clearly the next day.
Yeah, the next day. Pops is happy, you know, Cassandra's going to leave him alone for another year because he put out his coffee and donut. So he's gonna celebrate by selling chicken fried pumpkin, which I don't know what that would look like. Chicken fried pumpkin. Like, I don't... Is it supposed to be like a chicken fried steak? But instead of it being a steak, it's pumpkin? You get it? I don't know.
I don't think that sounds like a good idea.
But is that what he's supposed to...
I feel like that's a bad decision.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know, because I never understood chicken fried steak to begin with, so that's always been confusing for me.
Yeah, isn't that just like a pounded steak with like some breaded
chicken breading?
Over, I guess, I don't know. But whatever.
Maybe the joke was that's disgusting and we know better.
Maybe. Well, Pops is always known for like having disgusting stuff, selling day-old chili and turning chili, people's leftovers into chili, and a lot of other stuff like that. So it's not too uncommon for Pops to be selling some crazy stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That makes more sense now with that joke.
Right.
So they're in the corner where they're putting their magazines away on the shelves, mm-hmm. and then they start taunting the ghost of the lady. Right. And a chandelier comes down, and they almost die.
Nearly
oh, by
kills
the way,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was Thor's hammer when I first saw it.
A really big version of it?
It did not look like a chandelier to me. It looked like either Thor's hammer or one of those, like, they put it out to, like they'll have, like, five or six of them, and then there'll be ropes between them to keep you in line at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that, not a chandelier.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But honest to goodness, first, I was like, Thor's hammer? That's weird. That was what I thought.
It puts it in their heads that, you know, they drank the coffee and donut, now Cassandra's going to come after them. They're cursed.
Mm-hmm. And then all these things start happening. That one lady falls down the stairs.
Yeah, Lou falls down the stairs.
And then she's mad because she broke a nail.
She took a pretty good
and
fall.
And I'm not joking. If I break a nail, I'm pissed because it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty until it got broken, so that makes me mad. So that's a thing.
Yeah, and Pop's got
the... And then the other lady comes in and says, all the Halloween cards have turned into St. Patrick's Day cards.
Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day. Because Malloy is an Irish
name.
And
then the dad says something. What did he say?
Heaven's about to happen. Happen. You have a coffee maker?
Are you okay, Pop? What happened?
The machine just blew up in my face. It was bumping and gyrating and spitting like it was possessed.
I don't know. Pops, me and Sean just...
Real sorry that you got coffee all over you. Are you okay?
Yeah. Lucky for me, my coffee's always cold.
Oh, my God. The strangest thing just happened.
You made a sale?
No. Somehow, all the Halloween cards on the shelves have been replaced with St. Patrick's Day cards.
That is strange.
Oh, my watch is stopped. What else is new? No, these are genuine imitation Rolexes. And they usually last at least until the tourists leave town.
Look, they've all stopped at the same time. 7:37.
Oh, no.
What?
That's the exact time Cassandra Malloy plunged to her death.
Malloy, that's Irish. St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-oh. Someone's after me, Lucky Charms.
Pop's got the coffee machine exploded on him.
Oh, the coffee machine exploded on him.
Yeah, but it didn't hurt him.
It's a good thing my coffee's always cold.
Right. Cold coffee.
Otherwise, he didn't go to the hospital like that.
Mm-hmm. And Reggie had all of his imitation Rolexes, his genuine imitation Rolexes, which they actually do have. I don't know if you knew that. There is an actual genuine imitation Rolex.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then he says the lady's name again of the ghost,
mm-hmm.
and the woman with the card says she's Irish.
Right.
And then she drops all the cards on the floor, which I thought was pretty funny, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is that when they do the seance again?
No, they find out that, because nobody else knows that Sean and Marlon ate the coffee and donuts, so they're kind of wondering what's going on. Then Sean and Marlon come clean and say, hey, we ate the coffee and donut, and everyone's mad at them because now they're all cursed and they're all going to have all this stuff that's happening. So they decide to have a seance that night to kind of
that's
apologize.
That's when they have a seance. Yeah. To try to fix it.
Yeah, to apologize to her and say, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to do it, you know. please take this offering, and they have another coffee
donut. And then we flip into the episode of Martin, and the lights go out, and everybody but them disappear.
Yeah, they try to do their seance, and everyone disappears, and then one by one, they all find them. Monique is, like,
so hung. That one lady's hanging from the ceiling as a skeleton by her neck.
And she's a skeleton. She got filleted, like, in 2 seconds. And now she's just a skeleton with hair.
That doesn't happen, by the way. That takes a while.
Yeah, nice, clean skeleton with hair. And yeah, clothes and everything. Just her skin's missing.
And there's no way that her clothes would still fit with all of her skin missing, but that's not the point. No. And then that other lady, you said she's a security guard?
Yeah, the security guard, Lou.
She's laying down at the end of the stairs, dead.
She fell down the stairs again, but this time took her out.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dad comes out, and they're like, oh, thank goodness you're okay, hey, dad. And then he falls down. Why'd you have to eat the coffee and the donut? And he's got a knife in his back, and they start screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ghost lady comes out of the elevator, and he says, you drink my coffee and eat my donut, and starts going after them. And then they get freaked out, and that's when they go, April Fools. Well, not really, but I'm April, so I have to say that.
Happy Halloween is what they say, because it was all a joke.
That's what they really said, but I'm April, so I find that funnier.
Yeah, it was all a joke. Pop says that he saw them eating, you know, Cassandra's coffee and donut, and so he wanted to teach him a lesson. But I don't understand. Did he, like, re-put another coffee and donut out after they ate it?
Well, so I mean, if you were cursed? Him and you saw that your boys went in and messed up your thing, you'd put out another cup of coffee and another donut if you really believed in it. I would.
Yeah, but I think he says earlier in the episode that it's the last donut when Marlon tries to eat it. And he tells him, no, don't eat it because of something, like saying that it's the last donut that he has in there. So what did he do? Did he
maybe
go find a donut?
Maybe leave it alone. Just like I tell my roommate, the movie starts 30 minutes sooner than it really does. So that way she stops being late.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's Pops. That's what he does.
Don't eat that. It's the last one. He's really got like 2 spares in the back just in case because he doesn't want to be cursed.
Yeah, so he probably put them out. And
serious.
Yeah, but I wonder what's really happening. If he's putting it out, who's really eating it? Is it the ghost of Cassandra?
Obviously Cassandra, because she comes and takes it.
She comes and takes it, which is so weird. And it freaked me out as a kid.
And it perfectly floated. And I loved the fact that the coffee had steam coming out of it. Who microwaved it? He said his coffee is always cold.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and I love the fact that she said chocolate, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That
favorite.
Was my favorite.
And she has the most horrid laugh I've ever heard. It's freaky. Aww. I hate that laugh. It scares me today still. When I first watched this, it really scared me. Kind of like the Martin episode with Old Man Ackerman. Cassandra's laugh and the way that everything floated up in the air, it really scared me. And for me to love this show and being scared of this episode was kind of weird to me.
How'd you do it, Pop?
I was working late in the diner last night. I saw you two eat Cassandra's snack. I decided then and there to teach your boys a lesson.
And we were only too glad to help.
Well, I gotta admit, you had us fooled for a second. Yeah, I mean, y'all went all out. You got all dressed up. You got a skeleton, fake blood, a phony knife. Yo, Lou, how did you take that fall?
I'm a paratrooper in the Air National Guard. Plus, I do a lot of jazzercise.
Wait a second. I want to know how y'all got that chandelier to fall.
Yeah.
Chandelier?
Yeah.
What chandelier?
The one that nearly killed us.
We didn't touch any chandelier.
Oh, come on. Come on, Crank Pop. We look dumb.
Oh, my favorite chocolate.
Were you ever afraid in any of the Roseanne Halloween episodes?
No, because nothing like this ever happened in the Roseanne. There was no, like, paranormal stuff that happened. It was all just like, oh, it's just pranks.
And oh, it's stuff. All stuff that you wind up knowing for sure at the end was a prank.
Yeah, it's not like at the very end, of, I don't know, the Roseanne episode that we did for the Thursday theme song, where Dan really kills Roseanne at the end. It wasn't anything like that. It was all just a joke. Yeah. So
okay,
I see
your point now.
Yeah. So if Dan would have killed her, it probably would have scared me as a kid.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was all just a joke and yada yada. Nothing crazy like that happened. But in this one, I mean, it was an actual ghost that comes out and picks up her coffee and donut and walks to the elevator and then yells, going down. And then she goes down and scream yells, or she like scream laughs. I don't know. It's pretty freaky. So if you want to watch this episode, find it on iTunes because it is on there. And I think it's even on YouTube if you want to go for a more free route. Just look up Scared Straight.
Remind him again what season and episode and everything so it's easy to find.
It's season 2, episode 7, Scared Straight. It's a really fun episode. So if you got some time to kill this Halloween season, you want to do something, go ahead and look it up. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a good show. I really love this show. I still watch it every night. Well, almost every night, I would say mostly. I mean, there was a time in, I'd say probably about a year ago or something. There was a time where me and my wife, we would take turns on watching the baby in the middle of the night. And I would stay up till like whenever time it was her turn to start watching the baby, like at 3, I would watch her from late at night all the way up to 3 in the morning, and then from there I would go to sleep and then she would take over till whenever we woke up. And during that time I would watch either Martin or I would watch the Wayans Brothers, because it's still in syndication, it's still on actively, both of those shows. They're both on the MTV2 channel, and I watched it earlier today. I watched a couple of episodes when I got home from work eating dinner, and it still makes me laugh.
Think of it, I think Martin has come on once in a while when I was channel surfing, and I might have stayed and watched it for a minute.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't remember enough, and I felt like I was starting in the middle, and I'm not into that. Like, if it's not fresh in my memory anymore, what's going on? Like, I can do that with Roseanne. I'll remember who everybody is and what everybody's up to, and
right,
I can pick up anywhere. But with that one, I was like, if I'm going to revisit this, I need to revisit this right.
Yeah, you got to start from the beginning, sort of, so you can figure out who everyone is again and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I remembered most of everybody, but not once they left the apartments.
Right.
And yeah. I still don't remember the friend's name, but I never liked her.
Pam,
yeah.
Yeah, well, out of all the shows that we did Halloween episodes for so far, the only one that's really not in syndication as much anymore is Family Matters, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. Why is that?
Family Matters, I think like about 2 years ago, Family Matters was in syndication on the MTV2 channel. Same with the Wayans Brothers and Martin. And the Home Improvement went out of syndication for years. Like, you couldn't find it anywhere. And then the Hallmark Channel started airing a couple of episodes, and then they stopped again for like another year. They were airing them for like 6 months or something, and then they stopped. Because I got them all in the DVR to record them, and my wife would only let me hold 5 episodes of each sitcom that I want to watch. So I either have 5 episodes of Home Improvement, 5 episodes of the Wayans Brothers, 5 episodes of Martin, Boy Meets World, and all that stuff. That is on the DVR. And so the Hallmark Channel just stopped airing them for like a year for whatever reason. So I only had the same 5 episodes on my DVR. And of course, I still watch those 5 episodes constantly. And then all of a sudden they started airing them again. And now there's new episodes. Well, not new episodes, but different episodes airing all the time. And
that's cool.
Yeah, but the only one that's not really around anymore is Family Matters.
Family Matters, which is weird because out of the 4 that we watched for this Halloween together, I think Family Matters was my favorite.
Yeah.
Home Improvement was like close second.
Yeah. Those are the 2 fun ones.
I'm going to say Wayans Brothers, then Martin. But that might have just been the episodes. You know what I mean? Not necessarily the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might have to check out the Wayans Brothers now because I think they're funny.
Yeah. Martin had... I liked the Halloween episode, but Martin's Christmas episodes were actually pretty fun. The one that I think was the same season as the Halloween one, the first season, they had a really good Christmas one that I loved. My daughter used to watch it too in the car with me. She would watch it on my iPod or something, and I would put it up for the to put it on the speakers in the car so I could listen to it while she watches it. And she used to call it the imposter one because Martin, he played a like a Santa, like a fake Santa, so he was the imposter, and the kids called him the imposter, so she would call him the imposter as well. So that became the imposter show. And she loved it, and I loved it. It's good. This was probably about 5 years ago now, but my Callie.
Hello. Hi, Callie.
She's gonna be 10 this year, Callie.
What?
I know.
How?
10 double digits. Or is she gonna be 9? No, she's gonna be 10.
How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. She was born in 2007, and it's 2007 freaking teen.
Oh my gosh, you know what's happening next? Next thing you know, she's a teenager.
Oh, she already acts like a teenager. She's not my little baby anymore, and it makes me very, very sad inside.
I'm sorry.
I know. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that, I don't know, probably about 2 weeks ago or something. I was like, you know what? Eventually, Callie's not going to want to come with you anymore. So you're going to look in your back seat, and she's not going to be there anymore. And that made me really, really sad. Because I like having her in the car.
Don't make your daddy sad.
And then I thought, wait a minute. When she's not there anymore, Callan's going to want to be in there all the time. So I'm going to have Callan in there driving me crazy. And Callan's just as bad because he watches Home Improvement all the time on his iPad. Like, he loves Home Improvement. I think I told the story about he calls himself
Nothing
Brad.
Nothing wrong about liking Home Improvement in my mind, though. What's the problem?
He calls himself Brad, and he calls himself Randy.
I love it. Oh, your Callan. Kids are funny.
Yeah, and I wonder what Kalexi is going to do. I talked to, because my family's not here right now. They're in Arizona visiting Mandy's aunt. And I talked to my youngest, Kalexi, earlier. And we did the FaceTime over Facebook and stuff. And she looked at me and, honestly, I haven't seen him in a week. But she was, like, talking in full sentences. And she's, like, 1 year old. What? And she didn't talk in full sentences when she left. And now, like, she was looking at...
Arizona makes you smarter.
I guess. She was looking at me going, hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy. And I was all like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you talking in sentences? Because when you left, it was, hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. And now it's, hi, Daddy. Hi, Dad. Hello, Daddy. And I was like, oh, wow. It's changed,
dude. Oh, that's so cute.
I know. My kids are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think of this episode? Give it a thumbs up, give it a thumbs down. How many jack-o'-lanterns, I guess we can say, are we going to give this episode?
How many do I get to choose from?
Let's do...
Out 10 out of 3.
Let's do 10.5.
Ooh, 13's a spooky number.
Okay, we'll do up to 13.5.
13.5. I'm going to give it a 9.
A 9. Okay, well, let's do this. This is probably going to be the last... sitcom one that we do for this month. So let's go ahead and give pumpkins for all of the shows.
Family Matters gets 13.
13 out of 13.5. Okay, that's almost perfect score.
Home Improvement gets 11.5.
Oh, okay, 11.5.
Like I said, it was a close for first with Family Matters.
Okay.
Is that the right name?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure for some reason after I said it. It's one of those kind of days.
Family
and then, okay, this one got 9, and Martin got 4.
Only a 4 for Martin. Poor Martin.
Like I said, Martin could have been a better one, but this Halloween one they did just wasn't very good to me.
I think they did another Halloween one, or maybe they didn't. I think they did, like, two Christmas ones.
I wish we could, like, go back in time and see what my 15-year-old self thought, because I'm sure I watched that one. I don't remember it. Much, except for the tongue thing.
I think the big part of it, why you didn't like it, was because you don't like Roscoe. When Roscoe comes out in the beginning of that episode.
I don't really think Roscoe had a lot to do with it. He was just a little joke in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it was all jokes that are like, okay, we've heard that before.
We've heard it before because we've seen Martin for many times, but at the time, they're probably the ones that created all of these jokes.
Like I said, I'd love to know what my 15-year-old self thought when I saw it the first time.
Right.
But I don't remember what my 15-year-old self thought.
All right. Well, let's see. Family Matters, I would give 13.5 for...
Ooh, perfect score.
Home Improvement, I would do
13.5. Ooh!
Scared Straight, The Wayans Brothers,
13.5. Wow. And
Martin, even though you didn't like it, I'm going to do 13.5.
Oh, my goodness. 13.5
across the board.
Because they're all Halloween episodes. To everybody's credit, so you know what happened behind the scenes, he picked all these episodes for the show.
I did.
It tells you a little bit about it.
Why did I pick these episodes? Because April said, you do a better job picking these episodes. You pick the ones that we're going to do. Okay, and I just...
Well, you know the content better than I do.
Because I've seen these episodes easily 100 times each one. Like, no joke.
Yeah, I definitely have not.
I worked at Berg Electric, which I'm pretty sure I've mentioned numerous times on this Halloween podcast, that I used to work for Berg Electric, and I worked in the accounting department, and I was in front of a computer all day. So, 8 hours a day in front of a computer with headphones on, you... listen to whatever you can to keep your sanity, because trust me, doing the same repetitive thing, I think I was there for 7 years, something like that, 6 years, and I would listen to podcasts over and over and over again, the same ones, because there wasn't, at the time, there weren't that many podcasts out. Now there's thousands. No, there's probably bajillions. Millions. There's probably bajillions. Close to billions. And at that time, like, I don't know, 10 years ago now, maybe more than 10 years, there weren't that many. I think, actually, no. When I first discovered podcasts, I was working for a lighting company, Paramount Lighting, I think was their name, in the accounting department. And that's when I first discovered podcasts. And when you would search for podcasts, there was probably like 30-something different choices for podcasts. That's how early it was when I first discovered it. And after that, it just slowly started growing and growing and growing. And then Adam Carolla got involved with podcasting, and then it just became this huge thing. Now everyone has a podcast. Any celebrity you could think of has a podcast, which I kind of don't
like. I've personally been on at least a dozen myself.
Yeah. The thing I don't like about celebrities and podcasts to me seem like an average Joe type thing.
Like, they're more free.
Yeah, like, let's say...
You do what you want.
You know, I'm a guy that works at a computer repair shop. How am I ever going to be on the radio, or how am I ever going to be my own type celebrity, I guess you can say, type stuff? I have no following. I have just... The people that are listening now, they probably listen because they like the topic that I'm talking about. So... why would they listen to me? But with celebrities, they come with fans already. And this is supposed to be like a free medium for the average Joe to get their own following, become a small celebrity themselves. Not for big celebrities to come on in and overtake.
Celebrities?
Yeah, like overtake the entire medium, which pretty much already happened. Any celebrity you could think of, Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla, they all already came, they were already known people, so them taking up all of the listenership is kind of, you know, it gets to me, but I mean, whatever. Because you got to remember, I started when podcasting was nothing. Podcasting was just random nerds talking into microphones about paranormal stuff. That's what it was. But now it turned into a huge thing, and whatever. Let more and more celebrities get in, I guess.
Gotta stay relevant somehow, right?
I guess.
My whole experience with podcasting in the beginning was just zombie fans talking about zombies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And more zombies. And some more zombies. Mostly zombies.
All right. Well, I guess that's gonna do it for this last. Oh, you got
something else to say? And one podcast where they talked about Wallace and Gromit. But mostly zombies. Yeah, Wallace and Gromit's cracking podcast. I doubt it's still out. It was adorable, though. The kid had this accent. think they might have been in high school or middle school. And I was such a dork, I actually sent fan mail in and they read it for me on the show. And I thought it was so cool. And I was probably double the age of the kid doing the show.
Fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Good times.
Amazing Advertising's pretty fun.
Yeah, Amazing Advertising has its moments. I did a couple of episodes. So, yeah.
I like Halloween.
Yeah, I like Halloween too, so maybe this will become a yearly thing.
Sign me up!
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to send any questions, comments, or any suggestions or anything like that, go ahead and send those to...
snacks.
Oh, yeah, snacks too. Send those to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. You could also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. And, yeah, April, where can they find you?
Well, it turns out I do another podcast with my good friend, Robert Arbest, and we do the Padawan cast.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, so much Star Wars, but we are very explicit. So if you're very sensitive to swearing and or profanity and inappropriateness, don't listen to that. But if that doesn't bother you and you're like, Star Wars. The premise of the show is I had never seen Star Wars before. And the first couple episodes are my reactions to the movies when I'd seen them for the first time. And in the beginning, it was my best friends, Robert Arbest and Mike Mitchell. We had scheduling problems, so Mike eventually couldn't make it to the show. It was really tricky, because between the three of us, we work three different shifts, and we're in three different time zones. So it was really hard to have time for us to talk on such a lengthy topic at the same time. Hmm. So now that it's just Robert and I, it became a little easier. So we branched out. So we did the first... we did the movies, but we did them in... numerical order, not chronologically, because for some reason we thought that was science. And then we started covering the television series. So we did Star Wars Rebels back when Star Wars Rebels was new. And we tried to do Clone Wars, but we just didn't have enough time to fit it in. But we're going to get back to it.
Okay.
We have a school theme, so we have book reports, which is actually, we cover some of the books.
Okay.
And we've done the new movies, and we've actually gone through and revisited the original films and the new ones, and we did commentary. So that was kind of fun too. I was looking forward to that for like a really long time, because that was only my second viewing of the movies. So yeah, it was a fresh perspective, we think, from the fact that I had never seen it before, and then we watched it in a different order.
Oh, awesome.
And
well,
Jar Jar is terrible, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, so if you like Star Wars stuff, go ahead and check out April's other podcast. Listen to her voice over there. And yeah, so that's going to do it for this one. And I will see you again tomorrow with more Halloween themed stuff. And so yeah, good night. Don't get too scared with Cassandra coming to get her coffee and
good
donuts.
Night. Don't forget to clean up the crumbs from the donut.